Okay, Parshas Shlach. So the big question is, in answering into this sugya, clearly Meraglim did something wrong. Terribly wrong. And they wanted to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, B'derech HaTeva, as the Mefarshim explained, not B'derech Nes. I guess the question we have to ask ourselves is, what would it have looked like had everything gone smoothly? Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Yisrael, probably going to be big Nisim. What would it have been? How was that supposed to look like? That's Aleph. And Beis, just try to understand a little bit. Ba'oimek, Kalev and is going to Chevron, to Maras Machpelah, to Davin already. The Arizal gives us a Pesach, as we'll mention a little bit later, but to try to understand that the significance of Kalev going to Chevron, davening at the Makom of the Avos HaKadoshim, what's that all about? Thirdly, the end of last week's parasha is going to connect to this week's parasha. One of the things that is spoken about in last week's parasha, towards the end, is the Nevuah of Eldad Umedav. And Eldad Umedav, different nuschos in the Gemara as to what exactly the Nevuah was, the more obvious relevant shita is that they were saying, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. That's to the times, right? It's very important to know what's going to happen with Moshe, who's going to lead. So they give a very big nevuah, groundbreaking news. Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua is going to bring them in. The other day in the Gemara says that they're being misnavi, they give nevuah about the Melchama of Gog Magog. Now, to us, Gog Magog means, you know, we're ready 5783. This is thousands of years since that nevuah, and there's still not yet Melchama's Gog Magog. So why is that the time and place for the Navu of Gog Magog? Seems to be totally random. I understand Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes, right? That should be, you know, the front page of the Yated. But what's going on with Eldad Umedad being Misnav in Gog Magog? What's Shaykh? Lastly, the parasha ends with Tzitzis. All the Mefarshim are dealing with this Shaila. We could have talked about Tilim. We could have talked about Shatnes, Mezuzah. Why is Tzitzis the appropriate mitzvah as a siyum for the whole inyan of the Meraglim? So, we see in the Midrashim that Moshe wanted to awaken the schus of Avram Avinu. That was an important Pesach in entering into Eretz Yisrael. For example, the Midrash in Yelamdeinu says, Rakadosh Baruch Hu She'en Yisrael Schus Shikon Tzul Aretz. Hashem thought that there was no schus for Klai Yisrael to come into Eretz Yisrael. Nizkar li Yitzchak Shinor li Avram ben Kuf Shana v'sar bas Tzadi Shana. He remembered, Ribbono Shel Olam kivyachol, the schus of Avram and the schus of Yitzchak, that Avram was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old when they gave birth to Yitzchak. And the Medrash makes a gematria. It says Avram was 100, Sarah was 90. Together it's 190. Das is gematria Kenan, 190. And that was the schus for Bnei Yisrael to enter and to be koivesh Eretz Kenan. Medrash 1. The second Medrash says, Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, to the spies, Aluza Benegev, go in through the south. What did he want from that? So says the Medrash, Benegev she'ola sham Avram. This is the Negev that Avraham went up through. As it says in Lech Lecha, Haloich v'nasaya ha-negba. Go up through the south, Hashem told Avram. Kedei she'ta'amayt z'chusay. So that the z'chusay of Avram would be aimed from them now. Why are we awakening the z'chusay of Avram Avinu? The other Midrashim too, we'll see if it becomes relevant to mention. So we have to understand, this is the Pesach into the Sugya. Everything in Torah, many things in Torah, focus on the Rishon, the Reishis. The beginning is always critical, because Reishis doesn't just mean the first time it happens. First time in Pnimis means it's the Shayrish and the Yosayit HaDavar. So we're speaking here about conquest of Eretz Yisrael. What was the very first conquest of Eretz Yisrael? That's Avram Avinu and Parshas Lech Lecha. That was the war which he gauged against the Arba Malachim, the four kings who occupied Eretz Yisrael at the time. Now, it wasn't just the first conquest of Eretz Yisrael, it was the first war in the history of war games. It was a world war. Included in that war was a man named Sid al-Melech Goyim. So Chazal said that he was the ruler of the world. And of course, there was Nimrod, who was Amraphel, also himself a giant ruler. But this is a world war. Four kings, five kings. Avram comes swooping in. He's victorious, decimates them, and that's the first kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what was the oifen of that kibush? How did that happen? So Chazal tell us Rabbi Yehuda says, Avraham hayamashlich aleihem afar v'hunas sacharavas. He took dust of the ground, sand, he threw it at them, and it turned into charavas, into swords, and the kash, and the straw, turned into chitzin. And this is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, that the pasuk says, ka'af yitain ka'afar charbay. That Hashem will make, made, and will make ka'afar charbay. The dust will turn into charav. This wasn't the only time in history that this happened. Because we know, based on the Gemara and Tainus and Sanhedrin, Big Tzadik Tana Nachum Ish Gamzu, that he was on his way to deliver a package, a peace offering, to the Caesar in Rome. He was chosen for that because he was Malumud Benisim. He had lots of Nisim always happened to him. And he stopped at an inn, we know the story, and Ganavim came and they saw all the jewels, and they stole and they filled it with dust, and he came and he showed up and he looked in and he said, what, this is the gift that you give the Roman Emperor? So he said, Gamzu L'Tayva, Eliyahu HaNavi came and says, maybe this is the dust of Avraham Avinu. And they couldn't conquer certain territories, so they took the dust and they were throwing it at the enemies, it turned into swords and spears. He went back to the id after having it filled with all types of precious jewels. The Ganavim came, they said, wow, we didn't realize we have such good earth over here. And they presented it to the Caesar, of course it did nothing. But we have what's called the Afer de Avram. That's Lashon the Gemara. The Afer of Avram Avinu. Now, you can't just have Afer de Avram Avinu. You can't buy it on Amazon. You can't find it anywhere. You have to be Afer de Avram to have Afer de Avram. Because Avram was such an Anav, and he made himself an Afshi Ka'afer Lakaltiya. And he says about himself, Ve'anoichi Afer Ve'efer, Amamash nothing. That he was batul l'mevotol to the oyin l'mevado of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he became such an Anav. You can have Afer de Avram. So someone like Nochem Ishkams, who can have Afer de Avram, because he's like Avraham Avinu. That doesn't just come stop. But we see that there's a precedent that Avraham used the Afer de Avraham because he was zeichi to that, and he was poyel nisim to be koy b'sheretz Yisrael. And Nachum Ish Gamzu too. He had that as well. What's so interesting is that the Medrash tells us that this Afar will be used also in the war of Mechamas Gog u'Magog. Not a Medrash, it's Igur Dekala. And also Rabbi Yonasan Aifshus. Igur Dekala, which is B'nai Yisrael, so he writes in his B'yom on the Medrash. First he quotes the Chida. Shuv chozer hara v'hoisif. Bir. Shegog u'Magog la'asid hu midor haflaga gilgul Nimrod. That Gog u'Magog will be a gilgul of Nimrod. And by the way, Nimrod is Amraphel, who was the leader of the four kings. Yeah? So he says this. Just like Avram was victorious against the Avram Malachim, that he took that dust, that sand, and it turned into swords. This will happen again in the times of Mashiach, as it says in Perek Chelek, in the Ma'is of Nachum Ish Gamzu, which you just recorded. Shamar Leo, El HaKeser, Al HaKli Afra Shemel and Ganavim, the whole story. Dilma Hai Afra Me Afra Da Avram Avuain. Muchach Mizeh, says the Chida. Sheshomer gamkin ledoris avakmor afra de Avram. There will be this offer of Avram. Val kerchach yitzdarchu zel de malcham alos. This will be the dust which will be used in fighting against Gog u'Magog in the times of Los Alava. And Yonasan Aifshus again, Rabbi Yonasan Aifshus says in his Haftar in Parshas Ekev, he writes also on a pasuk in Yishai, v'offer raglecha yilachichu. He writes, dila asid yihiyu yisrael b'madriga k'moshai av Avram. We will be on the Madrega of Avram, like we said before. You have to be like Avram to have Afra d'Avram. You have to be Afra d'Avram to be Afra d'Avram. Over Avram, what does it say? Yitin ka'arba afar cher boy pasuk in Yeshaya b'chol magum she'Avram hoylech na'asa afar cher v'al tzavar ha'ayiv. Wherever he went, he was able to throw the offer and turn into cher against his enemies. That was the Klei Zion of Avram. He says v'kein yihi yila'asit be Yisrael. So it will be as it says in pasuk for afar raglecha yilachechu. Avram also says something similar. What we see from here is that this episode in history called Avram against the four kings, which is just the Maisa Avos from Lebanon to the Melchama Gog u'Magog, who is Amraphel, has already a Shirayim in Nachum Ish Gamzu, which will be Lasalava. And it's Muchach that way, because Chazal is quoting the Pasuk of Yeshai, which is talking about Lasalava, when he says, Yitin Ka'afar Charboy. That's a Pasuk which talks about Lasalava. So of course, the Tzadikim, not that they need any Askama, are right in that this is a prophecy which will be. And it's a Maisa Avos from Lebanon of what will be. So with this we understand the questions which we had asked before. And that was, why are Eldo Dumeida misnavim about Gog u'Magog? Teretz is because that was something which is supposed to happen now. when Klal Yisrael was going into Eretz Canaan, that was going to be the Melchama of Gog u'Magog. And as such, the tools, the Klei Zayin in overcoming him and defeating them was going to be from the Ofer of Eretz Yisrael itself. Because they had Moshe, they have a man who was after the Avram. Had they gone in, they could have been zeichet to the nes of Avram Avinu. But that's why, as we said before, Moshe was trying to awaken the schus of Avram, because it was Avram who had the first kibush of Eretz Yisrael. That was inyan of after the Avram. So it was something which was very relevant in the Melchamas Gog u'Magog. And that's the smichus of parashas between the end of last week's parasha and the beginning of Shlach. And we asked the big question was, how are they going to conquer? This was how they were going to conquer. From the after the Avram. Because that's how the Gog u'Magog will take place, using the after the Avram. This explains why Kalev went to the kever of the Avos HaKadosh. He went particularly to the kever of Avram. And as the Ari explains, Kalev was the Gilgul of Eliezer. And Eliezer was the Eved of Avram. But more than that, Avram Avinu went to do war against the Avram Malachim. The Torah says with 318 men. Chazal say it wasn't 318. It was Eliezer, who's Gematria 318. So who were the two people who were Zeichet to the Nes of Afra Avram and Kibush Eretz Yisrael? It was Avram and Eliezer. So Kalev, who's Eliezer, is going to the Kever of Avram. These are the two people who, in the first time they were Mo'eber of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, this is the time Kalev goes back to Avram and he says, we did it the first time, let's do it again. But note this, that Avram was buried there. And Avram was buried in the dust. So the dust that Avram is buried in is called Afra d'Avram. So he went to the place of Afra d'Avram. It wouldn't be so crazy to say that he actually went to take from the Afra of Avram to use that in the Melchama against the Avram Malach, against the residents of Eretz Canaan. He went there for his weaponry. He went to take the Afra d'Avram, like the first time that they used Afra d'Avram, in the war against the Yoshvei Eretz Canaan. Of course, all of this is awakening, like we spoke about last week, the inyan of miyut machzik meruba, right? This is a remnant of the Nes of Chanukah. Avram and Eliezer defeating the thousands, the millions of the armies of those four kings. That's why it says in Pasuk, Vayarek es Chanichav. Chanichav is a remnant of Chanukah. So the or of last week's parasha, which is Balitz, which begins with the menorah, that miyut machzik meruba, they were going to take that or and to use that or in the kibush of Eretz Yisrael, which is again, that's the Afra d'Avram. So we see why Kalev went to the cover of the Avos, because Kalev is Eliezer, he went to Avram to get the Afad Avram, and that's going to build the Melchamas Gog u'Magog, which is going to take place now in the Melchama against the Yoshvei Eretz Canaan. There's more to say about this. Just one other point. Chazal say, V'anoichi Afar v'Efer. Afar, Avram was Zeichetu, the Afar of Saita. That's what Chazal say. Efer is Efer Para. Afar is Afar Saita. Why does Avram get as a reward now that he gets the offer of Saita? What's the pshat? The pshat is because the offer of Avram is miracle offer. And the offer Saita is also miracle offer. So Avram is Zeichet to miracle offer because he was a miracle offer. He used the offer that Avram gets you the offer Saita. There's more to say about this and why. The residents of Eretz Yisrael are considered to be like Menafim, and the Metame Eretz Yisrael, and Avram was using the Afar Saita, this offer them to check them and to show that they're really Menafim in Eretz Yisrael. That's B'yeser Oimek. But let's get to the last question which we asked, which is, why is the Mitzvah of Tzitzis given at the end of the parasha? Because what happens at the end of the war of the Arba Malachim? That the Melech Sam comes and says, Avram, I owe you big time. Whatever it is that you want, I'll give it to you. Tein li anefesh or chush kachlach. Avram Avinu says, I don't want anything. Im chut ve'atzrach now. Even a shoestring I don't want. What does Chazal say about that? Chut? That's the chut of tzitzis. It was here and now that Avraham was zeicha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. So, therefore, in the same way that at the end of that war, Avraham was zeicha to tzitzis, so too, this was going to be that war. Just as Lamaisa Avasim and Lebanon. But it wasn't. But Lamaisa, in the same way that Avraham got tzitzis after that war, in this week's parasha too, after that could have been war, we're zeichet to the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's why it's the rightful place. B'derech Remez, we had said that Avram Avinu, the Afad Avram, comes from a person who was a big maimon. And to go in just two people against the hundreds of thousands, you have to have a lot of bitachim, the Rebbeinu Shlom, to do that. And that comes from the moon of Einan Lovade. And that's really what Avram Avinu is. That it's not going against an enemy. Everywhere you look, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Hashem can beat Hashem, so to speak. It says everything is Hashem. So who you're going for war against, the Avram Malachim? There's no Avram Malachim. Everything is just Hashem. So it comes from a yediyah of Emunah, and Avram was the Rosh Kol HaMaamin, and he was the biggest Maimon. Now there's Eino Mavada. And that was the recipe in order to overcome the Avram Malachim. And that was the recipe of Nachum Ish Gamzu, to say Gamzu L'Taiva, because there's no Ra, everything is Kulo Kutcher Bichu. So there's Eino Mavada. So hence, Avram Avinu, and the Afra de Avram. But there, Chem, is if you take Afra de Avram, meaning Afar Avram, and you make a Milu out of it, it's Gematria also Einod Mavado B'Milua. They share the same Mispar when you make a Milu out of Afar Avram, as the same as Einod Mavado. And not only that, but if you go to the Malchamba, the Avram Malachim, which we have said, Avram, he was Kaibish them with the Indian of Einod Mavado. The Pasuk says, Vayakem Vayirdefem Ad Chayva Hashem Yismola Damasek. That's the lashon of the pasuk in how Avram Avinu defeated Avram Malachim. That's the gematria. Ata harisul adas, k'Hashem hu elokim, ein oy melvadai.